You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to a new episode of the Study Clicks podcast. We are back, we being Emer and Nessa. Nessa,
as always,
tell us who we are.
We are two people who work for StudyClicks. Emer is StudyClicks' general person. I don't actually know her job, but she does lots of
my
things.
My official title.
General StudyClicks person. And I do StudyClicks' social media. And we do this podcast. Well, we started out doing it once every 2 weeks, and then it was once a week. And now it's kind of like every now and again.
And then it was once a month. And then we take a hiatus. And then we come back. And then,
the pandemic happened. So thank you so much to anyone who listens to us, because we do not have regular programming.
Yes, but someday maybe we can all dream.
Yes.
Yeah, so the point is that in our podcast, if you've listened to us before, then welcome back. If you haven't listened to us before, welcome for the first time. What we tend to do is give our experience of the exams. Obviously, we've been through them ourselves not too long ago. We know what it feels like, and share our tips, what we did, how you can get through it, all that kind of nice stuff. So each week we have a theme. If you haven't listened to us before, I highly recommend going and listening to some of our other themes that might help you out.
We've done lots of great stuff already. Lots of super useful stuff.
Yes. And this week we are going to talk about something that I think is important for people to know, especially around this time of year, if you are listening to it when we publish it first and the exams are coming up. So there's a lot that you might be worried about, or sort of rumors you might have heard about the Leaving Cert, or sort of general sentiments that people tend to give off about the Leaving Cert, especially like just Irish people who maybe did it before, or people in your school, or ideas that teachers might give you about the Leaving Cert. And we're just going to kind of maybe fact check them, bust some myths, give our opinions on how the Leaving Cert was for us, stuff that you can expect and stuff that maybe isn't so true that people say about the Leaving Cert, but that you don't have to worry about. So yeah, we just have a list of things that we think that everyone should be kind of prepared about, or everyone should know about the Leaving Cert before you go into it, and try and make you feel a bit better about the whole experience.
Yeah, I mean, like, the general aim of this podcast is to make you feel a bit better about the Leaving Cert and school and exams and everything in general. Like, coming from two people who really freaked out about the Leaving Cert and kind of put a lot of weight of it in school, and we did do very well, and here's what we learned about it, kind of a thing. But if our goal really is for the people who are listening to it to, like, make them put their lives in perspective and really help them digest everything that's happening around them, everything to do with the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, there's a lot you learn about school and exams and the Leaving Cert, but you only learn it after you've done it.
Yeah.
And we're here to kind of fast forward that whole thing for you so that you can actually learn about it before going through some of the stress and anxiety that's surrounding it. You know, you can just bypass that whole step, and that's what we're doing here.
So basically, this is the theme of this podcast is myths about the Leaving Cert. So what's myth number one, Emer?
So, well, you wrote this one, so why don't you start?
Oh yes, okay. So the very first one that I've done is that it is, people seem to think it's the hardest exam you'll ever do. It's not true, I'm afraid. Well, really, depending on what you for most people, depending on what you go on to do in college, like, it's the most, you'll never do so many different subjects at one time, basically, unless you go on to do something like, even if you do teaching, where there's like a lot of primary school teaching or that kind of a thing, even then, like, there's, you still don't handle as many subjects as you're doing right now. So that's what's kind of the most that's the most difficult part of the Leaving Cert, is like the variation in subjects, because it's very unlikely you're going to be strong in all of them. Like, all the subjects in the Leaving Cert focus on various different, like, skills that are completely different from one another. So that's one of the most stressful things about the Leaving Cert. But in terms of it being the hardest exam you'll ever do, not true. A lot of exams, depending on what you go on to do when you go to university or college or whatever you do after the Leaving Cert, those exams can be so much harder. So just bear that in mind.
Yeah, and that's not to say, like, you should be terrified, because you know, the exams that you've done in school already seem so hard, and oh my God, how am I going to handle these college exams at all? Because, like, if they're even harder than the Leaving Cert, I definitely won't handle it. That's not, we're not here to kind of scare you, but it's more so like, yeah, things, that's just the natural run of life, really, that you get older and you get better at processing information and you get better at studying and you get better at writing. And like, it's not that it's just harder, it's just that it's a lot different, and it's a very different context that you're learning in and that you're doing that subject in or whatever you're learning. So it's not to say, you know, you should be terrified because you're not going to be able to handle college. No. It's just like, the Leaving Cert isn't like the worst thing you'll ever do. There's more ahead of you, but it's not a scary thing. It's just like, you know, this isn't one thing and then it's over forever in terms of hard exams. There's more ahead of you, and think of the Leaving Cert as preparation for that, if anything. Like, you're just kind of strengthening your exam taking skills, I guess, by going through various levels of difficulty, and this is just one step in that. But yeah, of course there are some people who maybe don't want to go and go to college, and you might never have to sit an exam again, and that's great for you, like, you're living the dream. It's not for everyone, but it's just to let people know that, like, it's the Leaving Cert isn't the kind of like final boss level of education. There's you've got theses to write and things, so it's all ahead of you. It's all very exciting, but the Leaving Cert is not the be all and end all.
Well, it's important as well to, like, when you're thinking, oh my God, theses and like hard exams and stuff, that's going to be in a subject that you chose to do. That really does help. Like, there'll be a bit of a vocation there, like, oh, I actually like doing it. And when you're doing it in college, like Emer said, you're going to get really good at it. You're going to be practicing this all the time. Like, now that you're not doing multiple subjects, you're able to focus on this one thing and you'll get really good. I know I sounded like really dramatic there at the start, like, the exams will be harder, but like, that's just life taking its natural course. Like, in primary school, you wouldn't have been able to sit the junior cert when you were in sixth class, that kind of a thing. And that's because you went through those years of learning. Like, it's just, it's the natural growth. It will be fine. Trust that it'll be fine.
Yeah, and I did applied languages in UL, and I remember, you know, we had to do because it was languages, we had to do an oral exam all the time. And
that was a terrible choice on your part.
The oral exam was the scariest thing in my life up until that point. And I thought it was so hard. And like, but then, you know, I just always kept doing them then as part of my college course. And, you know, you just get used to them. And of course, like, they got harder every time. And by the end of it, it was really hard. But it's just how things go. Like, you just get better at it. And it's harder, but you're also more used to it, you're more prepared for it, and it's not something to be afraid of. It's just something to be aware of, I guess, that's just how things go, and it'll be fine.
Yes, absolutely. And my course is actually, even though I took this point of it not being the hardest exam you ever have to do, I think it probably still was the hardest for me, because my college course actually didn't have too many exams. I did a design course. So there was a bit of maths, but it wasn't any harder than honors maths, thank God, or else I would have passed out. But it was, so yeah, it really does actually depend on what course you're doing and all that, but something to bear in mind all the same.
Yeah.
What's the next point?
The next point is that it's the most important exam you'll take in your life. And also not true. Well, again, it depends on your life path and what you're choosing to do. But, you know, like, I think people put a lot of emphasis on how important it is for your career and you need to have it all figured out, even though you're only 17, 18, 19. And oh my God, it's so important because it just dictates so much of your life thereafter. And that's a huge amount of pressure to put on someone. I hated that in Leaving Cert, just this idea that, like, this is it. This is the big moment. Like, this, everything is riding on these 2 weeks of my life. And I wish I could go back and say, no, it's not. Chill out. It's fine. It's really not. Because, yeah, I think people don't learn enough about the other options that you have, like, after the Leaving Cert, or if things don't go your way with the CAO points. There's a lot of things that can happen in the exam. Your mind might just go blank, or, you know, something might happen to you personally. Again, not trying to freak people out, but just, you know, life happens and stuff happens, and, like, you might, even if you study amazingly, you might not get the perfect outcome, and there are other options there's ways around everything. There's, like, extra courses. Definitely go check out some of our podcasts that we've done with Donika from Leaving Cert Guidance. We talk about, like, the different routes into your dream courses and, like, the countless amount of options that there are for you, so that, like, it's we're trying to remove the sort of importance that is put on the Leaving Cert exam. Of course it is important, but it's not the most important thing. I think it would be crazy for a system to put so much pressure on 18-year-olds to decide the rest of their lives and to have it all ride on a single exam. It's crazy pressure to put on someone, and there are other options, and you need to always remember that it's not the most important thing. You will have other things. There's a lot more value to your life than just 2 weeks of a couple of pieces of paper, you know. Just always try and put it into perspective and think, even if it doesn't go as I want it to go, this isn't the most important thing in my life. There are other things that are more important and more valuable, and I will get through this and I will get around this and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I know it can be so hard to do that as well because, like I said, the last 2 years have been all really been building up to this point, and teachers have probably, and parents, and just kind of society, Irish people in general, have been playing out, oh my God, the Leaving Cert, like you've heard about this exam since you started going to school like 13 years ago or whatever. It's going to be over in a couple of months. You'll go to college and you really will not hear about it that much again, apart from when you're reminiscing. It really is. Do you know that, like, what's stressing you out? If you're ever like really, really stressed about something, and you just think about, okay, wait, am I going to be stressed about this thing in a year? And if the answer is no, it's not worth stressing about. It's not worth losing your absolute mind over. And you can say that in a week, in a month, do you know, whatever it is. I know that's so much, it's really much easier said than done right now. I know this, like this time right now, we're recording this in April, like 2 months before the Leaving Cert. It's all you're thinking about right now. It's so easy for us to say like, it's fine because we've done it, but just try and bear it in mind as much as you can.
Exactly.
The next myth then is that it defines your intelligence. I mean, I absolutely untrue. I know it's like you hear, if you hear someone gain like 600 points, oh my God, they're a genius or whatever. You've heard that saying, you know, you can't judge a fish's ability by its, how well a fish can swim by its ability to ride a bicycle. That's not what the saying is, but it's something like that kind of thing.
You got the point.
You get the point, like the state exams really do only fit one, a really particular type of person.
Not to belittle people who get high marks either. Like, obviously, that's still a good feat.
Yeah, and you know, as like, because I did quite well in my Leaving Cert, and then when results came out, all the focus was on like, oh, the Leaving Cert means nothing and all this, and I was like, I did really well. I worked so hard for 2 years. Don't tell me this means nothing. That kind of thing. Like, obviously, if you do really well and you're proud of it, then that definitely take that with you. It's a sign of your good work. But absolutely, just high points do not equal intelligence. I had a housemate in first year who got over 500 points, and he didn't know how to cook pasta. So, like, street smarts and Leaving Cert smarts, completely different thing. Like, where, like, you have your strengths and play to
There
them.
are so many different intelligent types and so many different ways that you could be good at navigating the world, and it's not all based on how well you can write an exam. Just remember that. Never put your self-worth on how much you get in an exam.
I think that kind of sums up, it defines your intelligence. What's the next myth about the Leaving Cert?
Yeah, so I wanted to write down that well, one myth that I found wasn't true for me, at least when I was doing the Leaving Cert, is that like it's this big nerve-wracking, scary thing. You know, I think everyone is so nervous, and because it's built up so much, like 6 years of your life, you're hearing about this exam, so it's pretty inevitable that when the day comes or the night before comes, that you're a ball of nerves because it's been built up so much. So it is natural to feel a bit nervous about it, and I'm sure most people will. But what I found at least was that literally once you have English paper one out of the way, you're like, oh, okay, that
Yeah,
was
I
an
completely
exam,
found
an action.
that.
And then you remember, wait, I've been sitting exams for the last 6 years. Of course it was going to be exactly the same as the experience with those ones. Like, it's other than like a little bit of tension between you and the invigilator and like the kind of silence in the hall. There's not that much of a difference to the exams you've already taken, and you kind of you get into the swing of it then very quickly. Like, once you have the first exam out of the way, you realize, oh yeah, it's just an exam. And then it flies
It
by, and
flies, yeah.
it's not this like 2 weeks of intense nerves. It's just you kind of get over it, I found, at least.
Yeah, I wish someone had actually told me that, like, literally, once you get the very first paper out of the way, it's just like, oh, yeah, this is it now. and you know exactly what you're doing, and you're not a ball of nerves for the next few exams. It's like everything kind of levels off, and you're like, okay, we're in this now, and we're going to get this done, and then it's just over, and you're like, okay, that was 2 years of
Yeah,
my
it's kind of
life.
like it's a weird sort of confrontation with reality, I feel. Like, I think you sort of it almost feels like some sort of mythology. You know, everyone talks about it, but you've never experienced it. So does it exist? Like, will I ever actually sit the leaving cert? Because it just always feels like so far away, and then suddenly it's there. And then when you actually just get the first exam over and done with it, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, it actually is a real thing, and I'm sitting it now, and it's happening. And then before you know it, it's just over, and you're like, oh wow, that was it. You know, it is a weird feeling to have your whole life for the last 2 years just sort of suddenly like be happening, and then it's over, and then you're like, oh my God, what do I do with myself now? But yeah, it's not a big, you do just get into the swing of it, and those 2 weeks, you know, you'll be fine. You have your For a lot of exams, you know, you might have like a day or two in between, so you can sort out your study that way. That, you know, you do a lot of study for English before you sit the exam, but then you might have a 2 day space before you have to sit your next exam. You'll have it all sorted out, and it'll just fly by, and you'll kind of almost be sad when it's over in a weird way, just because of the experience of it and the whole end of an era vibe.
Yeah,
But yeah.
absolutely. That kind of brings us on to the next myth, which is that the 2 weeks are absolutely horrible. Not necessarily at all. I found anyway that once we got into it and we had the classic leaving cert weather, so it was stunning for 2 weeks. It was
Yeah.
just a, like it was such a good time. It really brought us all together. My class was really small. There was only 24 of us, and we were all like, we felt like a family, you know. We were just like, this is our last time together. We're at this point in our lives, you know. We're young adults, and we're on to the next chapter in our lives. And there's a like a hotel that was 2 minutes away, and we always went there, and we got lunch, and we chatted about the exam, and you can wear your normal clothes. That was great for me for some reason. Didn't
Yeah.
have to wear your
That
uniform.
was exciting for some weird reason, yeah. Just walking around school in your normal clothes. And I like it's just because you never it's you it's your only unless you repeat the leaving cert, which most people don't, but it'll be your only chance to ever do this. And I think you that does kind of hit you when you're doing it, and you're like, oh yeah, this leaving cert rite of passage, everyone does it. You only experience it once for most people. So you just kind of start to enjoy the experience for what it is, the novelty of it. Yeah, it's just like this weird sense of like, I shouldn't really be enjoying this, but like a little part of me is, just for like the experience and the novelty of it.
And like there's a real sense of community with every other 6 year in the country, especially now like the internet is so huge, and you'll see it even the memes on Instagram, the Cyclics discussion forums. You're like, oh my god, every other person my age has sat the exact same exam. Like someone, you could be in Cork and they're like, oh my god, someone up in Monaghan did the exact same exam as me. But you know, like you would have experienced that with the juniors, but it is the kind of the sense of connection you get with people your age all across Ireland is just really funny. Like you won't kind of get that again, and I think you should kind of enjoy that time when you're all like together and like you're in this bath. Now I know it's different this year because not everyone is taking, some people are taking accredited grades, but it's just a sense of like community with all the other 6 years in the country. Really great crack. You won't get that again.
And like you can do, well, I guess A, it depends on, you know, pandemic regulations, all that kind of stuff, and also your own group of friends and what's allowed, and like whether you're really dedicated and like as soon as an exam's over you want to go home and study for the next one. But like what I know, like for exams that me and my friend group would have been really dreading, we always made like an agreement to go to the shop after, like the once that big bad exam was over, we were like, okay, let's go get ice creams, it's done, it's, you know. So you can just kind of add little things to the experience to make it enjoyable somehow. And yeah, I would encourage that if it's within the regulations and all that.
Absolutely.
So the next point then is, so we kind of touched on this before, but the myth that you need to do well in the leaving cert to get your dream career path. So yeah, again, just go either check out, well, definitely you should go follow Leaving Cert Guidance on Instagram and follow Donica's stuff, because it is top quality content. And if you listen to the podcast before, you know that we've had him on a couple of times and talked about exactly about this kind of stuff, like how you can get into other career paths, and you know how it might even be a good thing if you choose to do something else instead of going straight to college, because you earn a lot of life skills through doing things like PLCs and apprenticeships and all that kind of stuff, or just different courses. But I know that you can build up so much pressure for these 2 weeks of exams, and how much effect that can have on your future and your career, you know, especially for students looking for really top points. It can be really competitive, and people can be really heartbroken if they don't get what they're looking for. But yeah, and I know it's hard, again, we sort of say this a lot, it's hard to listen to us say it. It's much easier said than done, but just try to keep a perspective, I suppose. That's all we can say. Just try to remember that it isn't the end of the world, that even if you don't get your points, even if you don't get what you were hoping to get, it isn't the end of the line for you. There are other ways you can do it. You can even repeat the Leaving Cert. It is by absolutely no means the end of the road for the career path that you're looking for, or whatever you're doing. You might find that you choose your second course and then you end up loving that, or whatever it might be. There are just so many different options, and don't lose sight of the fact that there are more options for you, that like the one thing that you've picked out isn't the end of the world.
Yeah, and you'll find it happens every year when the results come out, that people love sharing their stories about how they were so disappointed on results day, they thought it was the end of the world. And they're like, but I did this.
People
and
who
this.
Sat the Leaving Cert like 20 years ago, by the way.
Yeah, and they can't stop talking about it. You'll see it every year that there's so many people who are like, oh, I really wanted to get into this and I didn't get this course, but then I did this instead for a year, or I took a gap year and I actually got loads of experience, and then I came back and I had all this other information, and now I'm in a place where I couldn't have dreamt of being when I was in sixth year. So those stories get really annoying after a while, but if they're when you're in sixth year, they're like really comforting to know that other people, you should seek out those people, find people who are in like your dream job and see what they did, because I bet you it wasn't the traditional route.
Yeah,
leading on from that, another myth is that, and well, obviously that pressure is put on you, but the myth is that you need to have your life and your future figured out by now. And obviously that pressure is put on you as early as when you had to choose your subjects back in third year or fourth year. You're like, okay, oh my god, I need this for my college course, and then that college course, if do I want to be a teacher now, do I want to be an engineer, do I need to do this subject for this? Like, it's, you're crazy young to be deciding what career that you want. And even when you come up now to like, if it's coming up to the Leaving Cert and you still don't know, that's completely normal. Like, it actually makes sense that you don't know what you're going to do. I'm a social media manager. My job did not exist 10 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you think about it, it's like, hey guys, let's make a bunch of 18-year-olds who have never really been out in the working world ever and have had no experience in any of these professions to have any idea what they could be interested in. Let's make them decide, like, at least 5 years in advance what they're going to want to do at some point. Experience? Nah. Or maybe let's give them 2 weeks in TY if they do it. It's just like, it's a totally bizarre concept that you're expecting people to know what they want to do without having any experience in it, without having, also there's like, when you there's no class that you can go to try and figure more. Okay, sure, you have like 1 hour of career guidance a week, where if it's anything like our school, they just show you some weird video from 10 years ago about a weird business that doesn't make any sense. Like, there's, in an ideal world, you might have 2 or 3 hours of career guidance a week where you get like practical hands-on information about the different things that you can do and what it involves and like what kind of person is suited to this job, so you can sort of try and figure out yourself, okay, well, you know, I like working with my hands, maybe I should do this, that and the other. And the thing is, you can still get that over time. And I find, like, retrospectively looking at it, yeah, you know, you do learn these things about yourself as you go through college and as you go and travel and as you go and interact with more people. You do learn these things and you maybe see other people in roles, and then you start to think, okay, yeah, I might like that. Or you hear stories or you read more about it. But it's, you don't have the time to do this in Leaving Cert because you're so preoccupied with all the study and just getting your points. And it's like, oh my god, just talking about it, I'm getting stressed out for the poor students. It's so much to try and handle, it's so unfair. But the point I'm making is that while in an ideal world you would try and get more of an insight into the working world and what you might want to do as a career path, it's not possible, but you will get it at some point. And the point is that you don't have to try and have everything figured out by now. You'll figure it out over time. the good thing about the current society I think we're living in is that, you know, back in the day with our parents, maybe it was sort of, you have to have your job figured out now because you just get one job and that's it for 40 years and then you retire and then you're done. But that's not the case anymore. Like, you can have 50 different jobs before you retire. You can try a ton of stuff out. You can take more than one college course. You can go back to college as a mature student. You know, college, fingers crossed, maybe it'll be free someday. And, you know, stuff like that becomes a lot more accessible. And the future is bright in terms of, like, getting different experiences and figuring yourself out and, like, finding the job you want. You don't have to do it straight away. You don't have to have it figured out by now. If you were like me when I was 18, and also like Nessa, I think you were a bit like me, you won't know what you want to do yet, but mm-mm. you'll figure it out eventually over time. And that's okay. It's totally fine to not figure it. Like, I find it amazing that people do know what they want to do by 18. Like, I think that's crazy. But
yeah.
If you don't have it figured out, that is totally normal. That is totally understandable with the context of the way that, like, we're sort of brought up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I chose my course. It's like, it was something super broad to do with, like, media and design and, like, graphic design and all this kind of a thing. But it was, like, super broad. And I was like, this is perfect because I genuinely just have no clue what I want to do. And I remember in fifth year, as part of SVP, I had to do one day's work shadowing. And for a lot of fifth year, I was pretty convinced I wanted to go into accounting because I really liked accounting. One day in an accountant's office, and I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. Bullet dodge, thank God. Sorry if you want to be an accountant. Accounting is, like, really satisfying, but like, and one day in the accountant's office, I was like, yeah, no, absolutely not for me. And it's just, like, it's crazy how much just experiencing it in the real world will actually affect how you feel about it.
Mm.
Alan, actually, you were saying earlier about that you should go follow Jonica, who does Leaving Cert Guidance, or that's his at on Instagram, is Leaving Cert Guidance, and he does career guidance and CEO information with us. But one of the things that he does, he's really active on Instagram, he's constantly posting, but he's always one of the first people to know when a new CAO course has been made. And mm-hmm. it could be something completely brand new that you'd never thought of before. Like my friend Sive, in the middle of sixth year, she discovered that UCC just released a new course, and it was her absolute dream course. Nothing like it had existed in any other college in the country. It was to do with, like, film and stuff. And she was like, okay, amazing, I'm gonna, like, sign up for this. And the good thing about those new courses is that because they're new, the points tend to be quite low because not many people will apply for it and they don't know what it'll be like. So that's another thing to keep in mind with those kind of things. But yeah, just going back to the fact that this pressure is on you to have your life figured out by now. Absolutely not. In this day and age, like Emer said, you're probably gonna have maybe like 10 different jobs, and the experience is good, you know. I've had fun in all my different jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be excited about the prospect instead of, yeah, be excited that you have so much to learn still about, like, what you really want to do. And you might think you have yourself figured out, but then in 10 years time, you're like, oh, actually, that's what I wanted for my job in my 20s. And I had a good time. But now that I'm in my 30s, I want something else, you know, and that's life. That's what happens. So just don't be, again, I suppose the overarching point that we make with every one of these is that, you know, the Leaving Cert and your marks and your choices now don't have to be this major big deal. It's easily changeable. It's easily worked around.
Absolutely.
So the next point that I wrote down was that everyone is going through the same thing. I think that's a myth. So I know that kind of contradicts what we were saying earlier, that it's like this community experience. And it is in that sense that everyone is doing it, and sort of everyone can, you can talk to people online who are in a different county. And then it's, you know, it's exciting that you're going through this communal experience. But at the same time, it's important to remember that everyone experiences the Leaving Cert a bit differently. Mm. Some people might be totally calm about it because they know that they've been doing really well and they need low points, so they're totally chill. Whereas other people might be needing really high points, so they're super stressed all the time. You have people who might be coming from a background where they're receiving a lot of pressure from their parents. You might have people who, you know, all sorts of different scenarios. And I think the point I'm making is that it's important to check in with people and make sure that, like, especially your close friends, make sure that check in with how they're doing, how they're feeling about it, where are they coming from, try to offer support in that area, like whether the source of their stress, whether you can help with it. Obviously, you have a lot on your plate as well, but, you know, that sense of community or being there for someone else is really important and could really help someone else out. So just keep in mind that the Leaving Cert is different for everyone, and everyone obviously is going to sit the same exam but write it in a very different way, and have a different experience with it. Someone might have thought the exam was great, someone else might have thought it was horrible, and that it gets tricky, you know, after the exam when everyone wants to dissect it. We've talked about this in another podcast where we really recommend just try your best not, it's really hard not to because everyone wants to dissect the exam afterwards, but try to avoid it if you can, because it can just be horrible for people who it didn't go well for.
An absolute nightmare after paper one, maths paper one, because I didn't work. I definitely have mentioned this little anecdote on the podcast before, but it was like maths was my weakest subject, so I put the most effort into that out of all of my subjects. I worked so hard, and then on the day, maths paper one was an absolute disaster. I just looked, there wasn't a single question on the paper that I felt confident about. They said never leave a blank, and I couldn't even write down anything intelligible, and I was like, I was just spent like the last 15 minutes of the exam like staring at the ceiling, you know, when you do that because you're trying not to cry. And then I came out, and
I remember how sad you were coming out.
I was so sad. Mom had to feed me so much comfort food, and I just remember coming out and everyone being like, oh my god, I was so nervous for that exam, I can't believe how easy it was. Like, and everyone's like, Nessa, oh my god, it wasn't like we were, what were we panicking for? That exam was so easy. And I was like, what? It was horrible. So please keep in mind, it is fun,
so sad.
It can be really fun to like discuss things that I know it's so hard to avoid it, but really keep in mind that it is such a horrible experience for people where it did not go well. So yeah, not everyone sits the same exam in that sense.
Yeah, I'd say like if you can after the exam, if you all leave at the same time, that's another thing, like you can leave the exam whenever you want, so sometimes there'll be no one even there to chat to you afterwards because people just get up and go.
No, that's weird.
If you and your friend group are there afterwards, you know, it's probably good practice to, the first thing that everyone says is, hey, do we want to talk about it, do we not, and then kind of just go around in a circle, and if someone is like, I don't want to talk about it, then respect that person, or like about it as soon as they leave, or you know, just make sure that you're looking out for everyone and making sure that, yeah.
And the last myth that we have on our list is that everyone writes the exam the same, and what we mean by that is that not everyone goes through the exam paper the same. You've had that with exams before, like Christmas exams, and you're like writing in English and someone's flipping over the page, and then you see someone asking for more paper, you're like, what? Why are you doing so much writing? It's just, it's really important to just stay calm and just know that the way you do an exam is not the same as how another person does an exam. Like, it's really important just to stay focused on you and what you're doing, not look at what other people are doing, because it's just going to kind of just get in your head a little bit and make you lose your concentration. Whatever way you do the exam, whether it's like you do it in a different order or stuff like that, or you know, you take the time to read back over it whereas someone else leaves really early, it's not an indication of an exam being, you finding the exam harder than someone else or any kind of thing. Everyone goes at their own pace, and the only thing that matters is your pace and what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously within the time restraints of the exam, don't go super slow. Keep in mind that there are limits. But yeah, I mean, like a lot of the time when people ask for more paper, it's because they have bigger handwriting than you and they've just run out of space. Yeah, just try to kind of stay in your own bubble when you're in the exam hall and just focus on your exam, your paper. Don't be looking at someone else. You know, someone might be tapping their leg and that might be really annoying, but just try to like drown it all out and just stay focused on what you're doing. That's all that matters. Don't take heed to what everyone else is doing. It's not important and it won't have an effect on your own exam. So just, yeah, keep as focused on possible as possible on your own work and your own exam and what's in front of you.
And once you have that out of the way, then it's 2 months of freedom and hopefully things will be getting better, restrictions wise, and college will be really good, whatever you go on to do after the results. Oh, it's all ahead of you. I'm so excited for people listening to this. I feel like I'm already 40 thanks to pandemic and my good years are behind me. But like for you guys, it's all ahead of you. Like you should be so excited.
It's all very exciting.
Yeah, this time period is so exciting.
It is hard to see that there could be excitement from this thing that's coming up. But do try to see the excitement in it and just look forward to it being done, because like everything, it will be over eventually, and then you just have good times to look forward to.
Yeah, and you can think about even now, like the orals are over at this stage, and think about how much crack you've had just talking about them, and like now, like you were freaking out before, but now they're over. If there's something you can look back on and laugh, kind of a thing, and you can laugh about all the memes about them, you're gonna have that on a much bigger scale with the whole Leaving Cert. So you already do have gotten that sense of community, and oh, we're all going through this really tough thing together, and then we're moving on with our lives, and it's just so exciting.
Yeah, and just like I suppose we should have said it earlier when we were talking about college doing harder exams, but it's like they might be intellectually harder, but I feel like, I suppose, the Leaving Cert, you do it in the context of like you're still living at home and people think you're a child and everything else, everything is to do with school, whereas your exams in college and your essays and everything like that, that you have to do, your projects, that's in the context of I'm an adult. Well, some people stay at home still, but like for some people, I'm living away from home, I'm independent, I'm trusted, I'm trusted to do other things, I can go out with my friends, even if I have an exam on Wednesday, I assume I go out Tuesday night, which wouldn't really be recommended, but like you can, because you're an independent person now. Yeah. So it's not, I think the Leaving Cert is, part of it is so hard because it is, you don't really have that much freedom to do anything else, and you're living by so many rules, whereas you kind of get over the hardness of the exams and the projects and everything in college just because you're having such a good time otherwise. Like it's the only with Leaving Cert, like there's so many bad things because you have to go to school all the time, you don't want to go to school, and like, oh, and then you have to go home, and then you have to like pay attention to rules in the house maybe, or you know, but you know, college is just so fun, and you just don't mind the exams being hard and being you know, having stuff to do like that. It just doesn't bother you as much because you're having a good time at the same time. So look forward, don't be scared of that, and just look forward to it. It's all very exciting.
Like, I hope this podcast was like, to anyone who's listened to it, probably mostly 6 years, that you're thinking, okay, this was like, obviously this was like a nice break where I dream about the future in college and things getting better and making me feel better about the exam at hand. And then you can go, you can finish listening to this podcast, you're like, right, let's do it, 2 months to go and then we're over and out, baby. Yes.
That's pretty much all we had to say.
Those were our myths and we busted them.
Yes.
Like that Mythbuster guy.
Debunked. Yeah, so if you have anything else, we'll be releasing probably one or two more podcasts at least before the year is out. So make sure to keep an eye out for those. If you have anything that you like desperately want us to talk about before then you can get in touch with us. info@studyclicks.ie is our email address, or you can chat to us via the website, or you can get in touch with us on our social media channels, which Nessa can tell us about now.
Thank you for that plug for my beloved social media. Yeah, you can message us on nearly all of them. You can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. TikTok's the only one where you can't message us, but I am manning my phone day and night, not night. Don't text me in the middle of the night. But any questions you have, any suggestions for the podcast, just DM us and I'll be there and I'll gladly take them on. And follow us for great stuff.
Yes. And as always, yeah, please give us a review if you have the time. We love, 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 love hearing from people and what you think of the podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, or you can follow us on Spotify. Give us a rating there. Whatever you could do to engage with the podcast would be great. It also makes sure that more people can see the podcast. You're helping more people out by boosting. Share the podcast with people if you think it would be helpful. That's also really helpful, just telling other people about us. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So thanks again for listening, and we'll hear you or see you or whatever next time.
You'll hear us next time.
You'll hear us next time. Bye.